Are you able to talk right now? How are your lips doing, Mackenzie?
They're nice and plumped.
There you go. You look so good for your meeting today.
Like super juicy. Yeah.
Who's not going to want you to endorse them now? Like, ooh, I want the plump lip girl.
The clothespin face. That was interesting. Probably not the worst. Not as bad as eating regurgitated food. So I took my punishment.
Yeah, not bad at all. I actually have the photos ready to go. I'm going to post them up in just 1 second.
Oh, great.
Can't do it all. But if you want to see it, give us a follow. It'll be up there shortly.
My new Christmas card.
Radio Now AM show. You can go check out Mackenzie's clothespin face. 833-563-2539. You could not make this up, but this is just absolutely terrible what some friends of mine are going through. They are going through a combination of a vacation slash wedding from hell. And I want you to call us at 833-563-2539 and let us know what went wrong. Here it is. I'm going to try to gist it really short, just give you the summary of what has happened so far. They were supposed to go on a vacation and they were going to get married. They've been together for 4 years. They're going to come back and have their own little like ceremony with friends and family, but get married by themselves. Here's what it says. Well, flight left 2 hours late from Chicago. We got into Montreal and we ran to our connections for Athens, but they didn't hold it for us. So they missed a connection flight, and that's when it all went downhill. Got rebooked in a flight last night and finally got into Athens this afternoon. And this is where I don't know. It's M-Y-K-O-N-O-S.
They Mykonos?
Mykonos. There you go.
Mykonos.
You're so good. Missing our Mykonos flight and all of our reservations on the island for today. Then the next update. Athens can't find our bags anywhere and doesn't know what country they are in.
Oh, no.
When you miss a flight in Athens, you aren't rebooked on a later flight. You lose all the money you paid and you have to pay for another flight. You don't have any more money. What do?
You are in trouble.
You're living in Athens.
Yeah.
Another update. Waited in multiple lines with multiple carriers, but can't find 2 tickets. We've been now traveling going on 3 nights without even getting to our destination yet. Missing out on reservations, arrangements for our wedding, without luggage and without sleep.
Aww,
so they have nothing.
So
just the clothes on their back.
Yes.
Another update. Made it to Mykonos and Air Canada found my bag. Hope it comes tomorrow, but we're unsure what country it is or in. We're not sure what country it's in or how far away. No word on other bags at all for now. Pushing our wedding and hoping to still be able to do it once our stuff arrives, but so far anything that could go wrong has. And after waiting 4 years to get married, I can't wrap my head around doing it without my hair or makeup done and in tennis shoes.
That is the absolute worst. Lost luggage is terrible.
In the last update that I've seen, update told by Air Canada yesterday that one bag was found and was on its way, but today heard our latest call that both bags are together in Chicago. They don't seem to care we're getting married or need our luggage or have clothes. I'm being paid to get photos of that now. I will not be able to actually use because she's like, I don't want wedding photos of me in my tennis shoes, like in a dress. Like, well, not a wedding dress, but just like whatever. They're telling it won't get here until the 6th, and that's like past their wedding date. So they were going on a combination of a vacation and a wedding, and they were going to Mykonos, or however you say that. You at least can say it correctly. And it's just been a disaster.
I've had 2 circumstances where lost luggage was horrendous. The first, I was flying to Florida to shoot TV commercials. My luggage got lost. I didn't arrive till midnight to find out my luggage didn't make it. Nowhere was open. I have a call time of 6 a.m. So I have no, it's like I get there at midnight. I had to be on TV. I had to go to Walmart, like a 24-hour Walmart that I found in a really bad neighborhood. Just scrounge up. I got sandals that were 2 sizes too small. It was awful. Hair, makeup. I mean, I had nothing, made it work. And then my luggage, I said, just keep it at the airport because I was like on my way back when it got in. The other one, my friend Evan, I was flying from Portland to Seattle to Jersey. My luggage got stuck in Seattle and I arrived for his wedding in New Jersey. I had nothing. It didn't make it. It just got worse and worse and worse. Then my contact rips. So I am blind in one eye and I have no luggage. So that was great.
833-563-2539. What is your vacation, or maybe it was your wedding, just any kind of thing from hell? I want to hear what went wrong. I mean, not that I want to hear how bad it is, but I kind of want to hear how bad it was. Liv, have you had anything close to that, just a vacation or a trip from hell?
Okay, this is actually this guy that I've seen on TV a little bit. He's not very big, but he one time got his luggage mixed up and accidentally took another person's suitcase instead of his because they had the same one. And then he called the guy because he found like his card in his suitcase And he was like, hey, look, man, I'm like 3 hours away. And he's like, well, I have to go to this wedding. And he was like, well, you know, like there's a suit in there if you want to wear it. So he's like, okay, awesome, thanks. So he puts on this suit and it's like so oversized, but he's like driving to the wedding anyways. And then he reaches in the pocket and he feels a little Ziploc bag of powder. And he's like, okay. And then just kind of like throws it on the passenger seat. It was like, I guess that guy likes to party, whatever. Ends up getting pulled over. And the cop sees it and grabs it. And he's freaking out. And he calls the guy whose suit it was. And he puts him on the phone to the cop. And was like, dude, I promise this is not my suit, not my stuff. And it turns out it was the guy's mom's ashes. So he carried his mom's ashes around with him everywhere to, like, keep her by him.
Plot twist.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, he's going to be busted for drugs.
All right,
I see some phone calls coming in. We're going to get to those in just 1 second. 833-563-2539. Share your vacation, or in this case, my friend's vacation and wedding trip from absolute hell. I feel so bad for them.
They're going to be okay.
I don't think they're going to get married in time.
You don't think so?
There's no way this is going to work out.
Oh, send them good vibes.
We'll talk to you next. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, Prove Support Jobs on Vacation. But we got you at 833-563-2539. And I want to know about your vacation, or in this case, my friend's vacation / wedding trip from hell. Like, what went wrong? Probably everything that could. I'd like to hear the stories. Let's kick it off with Rufus this morning. Hey, Rufus, what happened?
I went on a workation to Holland. I took my girlfriend, lost luggage, passports, traveler's checks, and her to a Hollander boy.
Wait, she left you?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Explain that,
wait,
Rufus.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a whole other thing. What do you mean? Like, she cheated on you and left, or how did this go down?
She cheated on me, then left me, and then when it was time to come back, when I got everything back, she was like, oh, well, let's go back. And no, you can stay here. Here's your ticket. You can ride whenever you want. You can, it's extendable for another 2 weeks, but you're not riding on the same plane.
So wait a minute. Was this like your, who is this again? Your girlfriend, your wife?
It was my girlfriend of 6 years.
6 years?
I was planning on asking her to marry me when we were in Holland, but they lost my luggage. Yeah.
Was the ring in the luggage? I hope you carried it on. I know it didn't work out, but.
It was in carry-on, but that's where my traveler's check, the passports were, and I went to the bathroom and left my little bag with her, and she fell asleep in like 30 seconds and they were gone.
Dang, dude. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, I guess it's kind of the question we were asking at 833-563-2539, but I am super bummed out now for Rufus. Like, that totally sucks. That's like the absolute worst thing that could happen.
I know. Rufus, how long ago was this?
3 years.
Okay, so you've had some time to heal, hopefully.
Yeah, but after the second week I was there, everything kind of smoothed out for me. Thank my grandfather for giving me 2 hands to work with and the knowledge to work with them. And I met a girl, and she's planning on moving here next year.
Yay!
There we go. So
it all works out.
There is a silver light at the end of that tunnel.
Yes.
Hey, Rufus, thank you for calling in this morning here to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.